Stay tuned for the power of Pentecosta. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's once again time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to set aside, get your Bible, get your hymnal, get ready to pray. Let's just have a time together in the presence of the Lord. Worship with other believers of like precious faith when we lift our voices and our faith and our praise to God together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for taking some time to worship with us. Get your notepad and pencil ready for contact information, if you will. And let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Here's a favorite scripture. We hear this quoted frequently. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, let's get ready to sing. We've been singing recently from the Holiness Hymns of Praise, and we love to sing from the hymnal. We've got a lot of hymnals. Someone said, well, what's the difference in those hymnals? He said, sometimes you say the red book or the blue book. Well, they've got a lot of the same songs in them, but some of them have got different songs in them. So we have quite a variety of hymnals and quite a library of songs. So if you have a song request or a prayer request, you might send them to us. We'd be more than happy to pray over your request, and we'll see if we can find the song, and we'll do our best to sing it for you. Page 192, clap your hands and sing with us on I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer. For I'm in the Glory Land Way. List to the call, the gospel call today. Get in the Glory Land Way. Wonders come home, oh, hasten to obey and get in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer. For I'm in the Glory Land Way. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful way to begin? Onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the Glory Land Way.
soon I shall see him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer. For I'm in the glory land way. Oh, let's sing it again now. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer. I'm in the glory land way.
Hallelujah. Well, come and go with me to my Father's house. You'll travel the glory land way if you come and go with me. In the book of Jeremiah 6:16, here's another great promise that we hear very frequently. It, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Someone recently asked me, said, why do you still sing out of the hymnal? And why do you still use the King James Version, thinking that we should modernize? Well, it was the King James Version that we heard preached, and it was the hymns out of the book that convicted our hearts. And when we prayed and repented of our sins, we found out what was said in the King James Version worked, and our sins were forgiven, our life was changed, we were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and everything that was preached to us, we found it worked, and it was safe and secure. And the songs were filled with the Word of God and conviction and blessing. And these two things have helped us in our Christian journey as we go along. And there Jeremiah said that we should ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. I know there's some new music that I really like some of it, but why can't we just blend some of this together? Keep everybody happy and just work for Jesus and be ready for the soon coming of the Lord. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we're thankful today that we can travel the glory land way. And we're thankful today, Lord, that we can stand in the ways and we can see. And Lord, we're thankful for the old paths, the paths that have been trodden out, the paths that we have seen for ourselves. Lord, other great pioneers of the faith. We can read about them in Hebrews 11 and in other places. Great pioneers of the faith have, blazed the trail. And Lord, they have secured and they have sorted out and they have discovered the old paths, Lord, wherein is the good way. And Lord, we can now travel those paths. We can travel those journeys and those walkways, and we can find the good way. Thank you for the Word of God today. I just pray, Lord, that whatever version somebody reads, I pray, Lord, that it'll speak to their heart, and it'll be the name of Jesus that they look to, and it'll be the Spirit of the Lord that they feel. Help us, Lord, not to be led astray. Lord, you said for us to pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Help us today, Lord, we pray. Let our light so shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. In Jesus' name, let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. sing it, praise Him one more time. Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Contain in an attitude of worship. I trust you're sensing the presence of the Lord. I'll try to give you the contact information at the end. Here's a great one, because He loved me. On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me, carried the cross all the way, my sin to atone. Then they nailed Him to the cross, great was the pain and the loss. He suffered it all.
He suffered it.
Because He loved me. Because He loved me, my Savior died. On a cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise His dear name. He loved me so. Now I am His. He's mine, I know. He suffered it all.
He suffered it all.
Because He loved me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad He loved you? Let's praise Him for it today. Listen to this. Then they carried Him away, placed Him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought that this would be the end of this man. Listen now. But on that third and glorious day, the angel wrote the stone away. He arose from the dead.
He arose from the dead.
Because He loved me. Because He loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, listen now. Oh, praise His dear name. He loved me so. Now I am His. He's mine, I know. He suffered it all.
He suffered it all.
Because He loved me. And tune in for the next broadcast. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Because He loved me, my Savior died. Oh.